Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Investors often ask me if they should take out a loan, borrow a second mortgage, or cash out an annuity or life insurance policy to invest in the stock market. Although some advisors generally get paid on money under management and might encourage such a thing, I am of the opinion suggesting new borrowing to invest to be unscrupulous behavior on the part of any advisor. Since no one can forecast with any certainty market behavior or direction, having the client take out new loans or cash out an annuity or life policy may be dangerous. As for the annuity or life policy, one would have to look at the terms and conditions of these policies. Perhaps in certain cases, cashing out an annuity or life policy might be prudent based on the contract's terms and conditions, but doing so to put it in the market may not be in the client's best interest, but instead in the interest of the advisor. That is because money coming out of that liquidation, if put under management with the advisor, might boost the income to that advisor. As sworn fiduciaries to steward clients' money only in the best interest of the client, when I hear about such behavior by an advisor, I take note of what advisor did it and their firm and catalog that information for future reference. Suggesting that a client go into debt to plow it into the markets is also, in my opinion, very, very bad advice. The reason for this is markets can go indeed up, making the debt a generator of profits over and above the original amount of the loan and its interest payments, but markets can also go down, and the up and downs of the market can go a lot farther and a lot longer than expected. Imagine taking a $100,000 loan out and investing it, and then the market falls hard and for a long period of time, such as what we are witnessing now. Since the legal disclaimer of investing includes the statement you can lose money, including total loss of principal, one has to consider the possibility he or she won't make any money, maybe break even or even possibly lose some or all of it. Hey, it's possible. There are probably some advisors and investors that would argue this thesis and have encouraged such actions from their clients. I'm of the stern opinion one should run far and fast from the very suggestion of borrowing to invest and the person or firm who suggested it. An arguable variation of this would be decide whether to pay off a mortgage or instead stick it in the market. For reasons I can't explain, my brain doesn't so violently regurgitate this idea, but I suppose it should. Guess I do have my biases. I would have to think long and hard about the mortgage question, see what interest rate the client is paying on that mortgage, the term of the mortgage, and the financial situation and risk tolerance of the investor, and then move forward from there. Now that I have said all that, there is a situation, at least right now, that I might toss out my recommendation of nixing any loans and suggesting investors take a look at the U.S. government I-bond, which I have covered many times before here on Money Matters. I've written an article on it, and you can Google up a gift from the U.S. government at the Union News to take a look at that article. With 100% principal guarantee and paying about 9.6 annually at this moment in time, investors might consider looking at an I-bond and comparing what it might pay and then what borrowing costs may be to obtain the funds to invest in that bond. In terms of the I-bond, interest rates paid can change. An early withdrawal penalty may apply, and there are some restrictions, all of which should be well known before considering. I suggest using my article, taking a look at it, to get a brief review of the I-bond, then going a step farther and pay a visit to treasurydirect.gov for all the not-so-gory details. That said, the restrictions versus the opportunities presented by the purchase of the I-bond may be one of the very few instances that a debt encumbrance to finance an investment might be worth considering. That does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or advisory firm, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.